Shorter Catechism question of the week is, what is the sum of the Ten Commandments? Now this is a question that Jesus himself indicates that he has answered in Matthew 22, verse 40, when he says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So the sum of the Ten Commandments are these two commandments that Jesus has just gotten done answering. And it's interesting, the lawyer from among the Pharisees has asked him in Matthew 22, verse 36, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And this Pharisee theologian needs an education in something called divine simplicity. That all of God's character is infinitely and perfectly expressed unchangeably all the time. And so there are no aspects of who God is or what he is like that increase or decrease or are ever in conflict with one another. Now, since the moral law and God's commandments are applications of the implications of who God is upon who and what we are, all of the commandments are in harmony and not in conflict. And so there is perhaps a gotcha type question here when the man asks Jesus what the great or greatest commandment is. But Jesus, by answering to love Yahweh your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, he is showing the difference between God and us. We are subject to partialism, where we are partly this and partly that, and we may live for, or depend on, delight in, serve things that are in conflict with one another all at the same time. We're not like God at all, who lives in perfect consistency and wholeness and perfection from outside of time and space, outside of all creation, in and of himself. So, God being who he is, and we being who we are, it is necessary that every part of who we are, because we are in parts, and God is not, but every part of who we are, be fully united in glorifying, serving, obeying, loving, praising God. So it's very interesting. Jesus' answer really gets to the heart of the theological issue behind the question, even as he is answering really out of Deuteronomy 6 and Deuteronomy 30 and so forth. So, what is the sum of the Ten Commandments? The sum of the Ten Commandments is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind. And Jesus says, the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, because God has made your neighbor in his image too, in order to love him with all, in order to love God with all of who you are, all of what you are, you have to actually love your neighbor who is made in the image of God. And in God's good providence, we applied that to the ninth commandment in the evening sermon today. James chapter 3, verses 8 through 11.